Welcome to Quick News. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, January 6th. Today, we're discussing a fascinating discovery from the Antarctic ice. Bubbles of air trapped for 800,000 years, which could change everything we know about climate change. First, let's explain what these bubbles are and how they're analyzed. Eric, can you start us off?
Sure, Ted. These bubbles are like tiny time capsules. Picture this. As snow falls over thousands of years, it gets compacted and traps pockets of air, essentially freezing a snippet of the ancient atmosphere. Scientists then drill into the ice, extracting these cores to study what the air was like all those eons ago. It's quite literally a deep dive into Earth's past.
Right. But it's not just about grabbing these bubbles. The techniques they use are insanely advanced. We're talking about heating the ice just enough to release these trapped bubbles without any contamination. Then they use something called mass spectrometry to sort out and analyze the gases inside. It's like CSI, but for climate science?
Exactly. They focus on greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane, which act as Earth's thermostat. By measuring these, scientists can reconstruct prehistoric climate patterns and pinpoint how nature has warmed and cooled over millennia.
What's really groundbreaking is that these new findings could knock our current climate models off their rocker. Our understanding of climate history
might be... Yes, simplified. These bubbles give us a raw, unfiltered look into Earth's climatic past, potentially challenging a lot of what we currently take for granted.
So how do these bubbles impact our views on climate change? Kate, your thoughts?
They show us that significant climate shifts have happened naturally over the Earth's history. This could mean that natural variability plays a way bigger role than we've always thought. It kind of throws a wrench into the whole, only humans are to blame argument.
I totally disagree. Human activity has drastically spiked greenhouse gases, no two ways about it. These bubbles highlight how rapid the changes we're causing today are compared to the very slow geological shift.
Let's break down one specific jargon. Greenhouse gases. Eric?
All right, so greenhouse gases are like Earth's blanket. They trap heat in the atmosphere, which is what keeps our planet warm enough to sustain life. But when you pile on extra layers like more CO2 and methane from burning fossil fuels, the Earth gets too toasty. That's global warming in a nutshell.
Exactly. And this discovery helps us see what the natural baseline of these gases was. It's super critical to distinguish how much of the shift is natural versus how much is our doing, because that shapes our response.
Now let's dive into how these findings might influence future research and policy. Eric, how might this data refine climate models?
By giving us a more detailed climate history, it helps scientists fine-tune the accuracy of predictive models. With better data, forecasts get sharper, which can massively aid in developing more effective adaptive strategies.
Plus, it arms policymakers with hard evidence to push for stricter emissions regulations. It underscores the urgency of taking serious action about climate change, like yesterday.
Great start. Now let's move to similar historic events to widen this discussion. There's a rich history of climatic research. Eric, can you think of a similar historic climate research event?
Absolutely. The Milankovitch cycles come to mind. These are variations in Earth's orbit and tilt that influence climate patterns over tens of thousands of years. This research was a game changer for our understanding of ice ages.
Right. And it lines up nicely with these Antarctic discoveries by showing how natural factors can drive long-term climate change. But here's the kicker. The Milankovitch cycles can't explain how fast things are heating up right now.
That's correct. These cycles show us slow, predictable changes, unlike the unprecedented rate of today's global warming. It's like comparing a slowly boiling pot to a pot that's suddenly been set on
high. Can the findings from the Antarctic ice reinforce the Milankovitch cycles theory? Eric?
For sure. They provide more evidence of how Earth's climate has historically responded to orbital changes, showing a natural rhythm over the millennia. This just deepens our grasp of natural climate variability.
But it's also crucial to highlight that today's rapid warming can't be pinned on these cycles alone. Let's face it, human activities are now the top dog in driving climate change.
Kate, have we seen past predictions debunked by new discoveries like these bubbles?
Yep, definitely. Think about the rate of glacial melting predictions. They've had to be adjusted as new data rolled in. Similarly, these Antarctic bubbles could make us rethink our current climate models.
Another historic event that comes to mind is the discovery of the ozone layer's depletion. Initially, people thought it was naturally occurring, but soon we linked it to human-made CFC emissions. Shows how quickly our perspective can shift with solid evidence.
Could these Antarctic bubbles lead to such a paradigm shift in combating climate change? Eric?
It's possible. These findings could pave the way for more efficient policies and strategies by presenting a clearer picture of natural versus human-induced impacts.
And it might also arm policymakers with strong evidence against those arguing that natural variability is the sole reason for current warming. Good data can really pack a punch in policymaking.
Let's move to future implications. What are the two distinct ways this might unfold? Considering this discovery, let's predict two distinct future scenarios for the climate and our responses. Eric, what's one possible unfolding scenario?
One scenario is that these findings turbocharge scientific advances, leading to pinpoint accurate climate models and cutting-edge mitigation strategies. Better data sharpens public policy and could even spark global teamwork on cutting emissions.
Another scenario could be the opposite. Some folks might use this discovery to fuel further denial of human-caused climate change. They might argue, hey, if everything's natural, why bother cutting emissions?
Kate, how might such resistance impact global climate policies?
It could spell major delays in progress, resulting in harsh environmental consequences. Without tough policies, we risk crossing climate thresholds that lead to irreversible damage.
However, the scientific community might offset this by hammering home the unique present-day changes, highlighting how human activities fit into
the bigger picture. Can this discovery potentially lead to new technologies for combating climate change? Eric?
No doubt. Knowledge of ancient carbon sinking methods might spark new ways to capture carbon today. We could see some serious innovation in mitigating emissions.
Or it could push for widespread adoption of renewable energy and tighter international climate agreements. As the proof piles up that we're the culprits, the pressure for change ramps up.
What would be the societal impact if these bubbles are misconstrued? Kate?
Misunderstanding these findings could lead to complacency, causing us to drop the ball on climate action. Misinterpretation might dull the urgency of needed reforms.
That's true, but clear and thorough scientific communication can help nip this in the bud. We need to make sure policymakers and the public get the real score.
Absolutely. Education and awareness campaigns will be key in making sure these findings drive meaningful action. Miscommunication could be just as bad as taking no action at all.
Thanks, everyone. That's a wrap for our discussion on this intriguing discovery from the Antarctic.